Bust your back in.
That's how you want to start.
I've been racking my brain all week trying to think of a theme song. It's the Post and Delete podcast. I'm Keetra Long, and on the B, Mike is.
It's wit.
Oh, look at that energy. That's crazy, crazy tail sale. When I have energy to give, I need what to give. When I can remember what I'm talking about. I'm losing my shit here, wit.
I'm sorry to hear that.
I'm fucking crumbling.
You look great.
Oh, thank you. Is the zero working for me?
The zero?
Is the brush cut working?
Yeah, it looks good.
Am I in my what's her name? Grace Jones era. Am I in my phenomenal?
She had like a box a little bit, right?
I don't know.
It wasn't like.
Who name a great bald woman?
A great Keetra Long.
You know that's what they do. They, you know, what? They take the hair follicles from the greats. That's what they do. Yeah, I am rocking the brush cut. I know people waiting on the pictures of my Will you please?
How do you feel about it?
Free.
Yeah. Do you like it?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of, you know, I thought it wasn't going to fall out, you know. I thought I had some time. You know, it didn't fall out right away. It fell out like, it took a couple of weeks. And it did go. And it was so much hair. I had so much, you know, people have always told me that I have a lot of hair, But it wasn't until, like, I feel like I lost a baby's birdness worth, like, off rip. Like, it was just coming out of my head. But then, when I actually shaved it, it was another whole, at least a 10-year-old's worth of hair. A 10-year-old child worth of hair.
So, how are you feeling about it?
I mean, again, I'm indifferent. Like, I'm indifferent. I rock a ball head. I don't really, my head shape, like, to see what I look like right out of the cooch is, as an adult.
I don't think that. But your head was probably all weird shaped when you was coming out. It's shaped. So, you know.
It's weird shaped now.
No, it's not. It is. No, it's not. It's really not.
It's not round like I thought. I didn't know everybody's skull take a slope. Across my slope to the left a little bit, but it's fine. I feel indifferent about it.
That's interesting.
Like, I'm not, I just feel free. Yeah, honestly. Mm-hmm. As a duo, both of us can't have thumb heads. We can't be walking around here looking like two thumbs, looking all primitive and shit.
Crazy. That's crazy. Primitive? Why primitive?
Yeah, that's how you have like prime number fingers. Okay. Front. I think I'm right. Google that. I could be wrong. I use my extended vernacular out of context quite frequently. However, I am a logophile and do have a vast knowledge of vocabulary.
Right. How's the chemo going?
Girl. And this is a good day or a couple of hours or a couple of minutes. I fell out the tub the other day.
Oh, no.
It fainted right out the tub.
You good? You okay?
Girl. My knee took my right knee out. It's an old song called like Dip and Fall Back.
So you fell out. How you fall out the tub though?
I don't know. I couldn't tell you. All I know is I'm probably currently losing brain cells. I definitely losing brain cells. I mean, I know they said that the chemo goes everywhere,
mm-hmm.
And that it destroys good and bad cells. And I don't know. I think I might have way, way more good cells that it's destroying than bad cells. Because all I know is I'm a bather. Got to bathe because I can't stand for long periods of time right now. But, I mean, I did my wash and go. I mean, I did my rub and tug. And, why you breathing in? Because good. I said I did my rub and tug. That's what I did.
That's what's up.
I did my
you
rub did and that. Tug. I did my rub and tug, and I know, I mean, I think I stood up, and the next thing I know, plop, 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 plop. I was out
the flow.
I was out the tub.
Well, I'm glad you're all right.
I was in and out within seconds. So I think that's I crazy. Fainted. Actually, I think I fainted. I am. This time, I can honestly say I've been a little bit more sick than well. Like, it feels like this time is a little bit worse than the first.
After the second treatment.
Second treatment, yes. And, yeah. They tell you stuff that could happen. But when it actually happened, you be like, mm-hmm. Dang, where did this come from?
Yeah. It's still so like unexpected.
Yeah, because chemo sneaky. You sneaky bitch. Delete that.
Okay.
You make sure you delete that. I got Christian aunties listening to this. Mm. By the way, they had notes. We'll get to that in a minute. We will get to that in a minute. Show notes, baby. The producers gave the notes.
For sure.
But yeah, it's kind of tough. I'm trying to laugh my way through it. It's painful. You know, people be like, I wouldn't wish this on my worst enemy.
I'm sorry, what?
Nothing, God, please. I asked you for a complete healing.
I saw your lips moving, but I didn't.
Yeah. We would have had to delete. what I said.
Okay. So just save that some time. Just save the time. That's okay.
Delete that.
Delete that.
No, but I'm praying for a complete healing. I feel like I have made progress. But it has not come without setback. Like here's the thing. This all started with a tooth.
Yep.
To this day, the tooth is in my mouth. My whole, the uppers of, like, I think teeth are bones.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The bones in my gums hurt.
So, your teeth hurt.
My teeth bones.
Your teeth. Uh-huh. Your teeth go bone. Into your gums, right?
My teeth bones.
Yeah, your teeth.
Yeah, it's sore. It's agonizing. Nonetheless, bliss to be here.
Mm. And only two more to go.
Thank God. Halfway home. Halfway through the marathon continues. I cannot wait to be finished. When I tell you, I can't wait to be done with this.
Yeah, I can imagine it being draining emotionally and physically, mentally.
And financially.
Yep.
My financials unfinanced. It's very, very draining, like financially. You got to pay for it. So, it's unfortunate. It's already unfortunate for me to be going through this situation. And that's one facet of it. And to be just thinking I'm even somewhat prepared for it. But then the incidentals that come with the incident the incidental, like it's wild out there. It's wild out there. Like for instance, go with me if you will, or you can stay right there. I'm backed up. Constipation is a side effect of chemo that they do not tell you about. It's one that they don't put on the list and they don't say nothing. And it's my second time. So I had to get like a prescription for it. The pharmacy called me and was like, your insurance is not going to cover this prescription. Like, I said, okay, so how much is it? The pharmacy be acting like they ask espionage, keeping government secrets or something. Like, relax.
It might be.
Like, I'm like, how much is it? Oh, well, how much is it? He said $220. And I guess he was right for keeping that secret because it's still there. I'm still backed up. Like, $220 just to get.
For a laxative, essentially.
Yep. For a natural release.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So, but look, for little stuff like that, just think about it. If I'm giving out $200 to $500 a day.
Mm-hmm.
If I gave out $500 a day for 30 days, that is $15,000.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm tired.
Yeah.
And I'm only halfway there. So, my pocket's getting thinner than a phone antenna from the 90s.
You didn't want to maybe start a GoFundMe?
I thought, you know what? I thought I wasn't worthy. I thought what somebody people would start went for me now, but ain't nobody starting it. You didn't even start to go for help.
You want somebody else to start it for you?
Yeah, I thought that's how it go. Like, people's like, see mm-hmm. you, and they see your plight.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then they be like, help my friend get a new.
Yeah, that makes it. Somebody start Keetra a GoFundMe, please, so she can
please.
Get cleared up.
Please, unback. I need to be back, unbacked up for the next two treatments. Mm-hmm. I need to be able to get my prescriptions. And I need to be able to live freely. Can't do the things I used to do.
Yeah.
I can't buy my fashions. I can't online shop. That's what I'm saying.
Were you just in a house?
Yeah. Yeah.
Just put it all in your cart. And then once this is all over, you can go back to your cart and be like, you know what? I did want that. You still have the summertime once you're done?
The reason I'm laughing because I did it. I got so many tabs open.
$2 million worth of.
I got 50 tabs open. Let's go. I know it's 2025, but when I get back on the streets in 2026, mm-hmm. when I hit them with this?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Well, at least you get your time to, because you are real passionate about television lately.
Oh,
so
man.
At least you get your time to, you know, catch up on TV. No.
Oh, I had a better transition. my transition was so much better. We ain't saying that because the topic for the podcast today is TV.
What was your transition?
My transition was going to be like, you Why am I looking at you?
Something stupid.
Why everything got out of it? Why
what is
gotta
it?
Be stupid?
What is it? You can't even get
why,
it out.
Why I gotta be stupid?
What is it? I'm waiting.
Hey, man, they might not be able to tune in next week.
I'm
handing out pink slips.
I'm
handing out pink slips. I'm Elon-ing the podcast.
You won't get an email from me.
I bet you better write a report. Write a report on your job description. What are you offering over here? My transition was going to be like, I be online shopping. Now I just watch TV all day.
Mm.
I'm a professional Nielsen person. Because
that was so much better.
Yeah.
Hmm.
It was organic.
You don't think mine was organic?
I don't even remember what
exactly.
It was.
You wasn't even listening.
You
wasn't even listening
Girl,
to
I can't
know.
Even tell you what it was.
That's crazy. All you was thinking, oh, I'm gonna get this off.
Yeah, yeah.
You're not even listening
like,
to me.
Like, no, because the idea hit so hard in my mind. It hit so.
Your brain be 100 steps ahead of what you're saying.
Yes, it does. I'm so surprised because I definitely got chemo brain. I think I think you got pissed at me the other day because I repeated something to you like 8 times.
Probably.
My brain is on treadmill.
I heard you the first 8. I heard you.
Sometimes I be like, first of all, little quiet is kept. Mm. I have a little stutter.
We all got something. It's okay. We all got something. You know?
Now, I never wanted to say that out loud because most people. You picked up on that. You picked.
Ooh. I saw your lips stumble. I was looking right at you.
I'm eating the mic. So you should definitely not be paying attention to me.
Okay. I'll look away.
Yeah, that is my shame. That is the shame that I wear.
What, watching TV or stuttering?
No, you damn fool. Why would I be ashamed to watch?
Depends on your beliefs.
Some what?
People believe watching TV is like a waste of time. Like, you know, you're getting brainwashed and programmed.
That's not what we're here for today. That's not what we're here. We're here
Beauty
to talk
and
about
Black
those
is definitely
people.
Programmed.
Yeah. Yeah. Tyler Perry need to go to Ass Cheek Muscles Anonymous. He is living out all. He's like, man, I can get this bullshit off at 97, but the day though.
We're seeing his fantasies. Live action.
Why would you put that in them senior centers' memory bank like that, Tyler? The 60-year-old, because you know my auntie and her 60, she the one told me about. I told her, Beauty in the back. I got Beauty in the back. My auntie over here watching these men get their ass cheeks clapped.
Yeah.
Everybody, Tyler, that ran
everybody
through.
Everybody get cheeks clapped in that show.
It's mostly.
Everybody.
It's mostly muscle buns.
It's a lot of muscle buns out.
But hey,
sure.
hey, look. Why everybody in the family a pimp?
Everybody.
Everybody got the same demeanor. Can we switch the jeans up?
Birds of a feather.
Can we switch the jeans up? Even the lady, the old school lady, I think she used to be on the real soap operas back in the day or so. Even her, she's smoking cigarettes and like getting the.
Oh, with the young boy?
Yeah.
Put him in the bag.
Ma'am, Miss Lady.
And our aunties and grandmas at home watching this.
I just had to tell my aunt, I'm so ashamed for your soul. I'm so ashamed for it. You're going to have to repent. Tyler going to have all the 50 to 60-year-olds going to hell. behind his lust. That's his hilarious. Filthy, lusty mind. That's hilarious.
He is wild.
Tyler right from the middle out. Like, the story just started. Bitch, I beat your ass.
It just started. Yeah, ain't no lead up or nothing. We just we're in the middle.
Like, well, what she do, Terry?
We in the thick of it immediately.
Right. Well, what she do?
Yeah.
Well, you talk to somebody like that, you got to tell them what they did. Tell us what they did. He can't have proofreaders. He just can't. And I met Tyler Perry, I think, like twice. I mean, tall man.
Mm-hmm.
Lovely shirts, lovely blazers, firm handshakes. Mm-hmm.
Writing them lines over and over. That's why his handshake's so far. Writing the same line 8 times back to back.
They definitely, it's definitely the prelude and the outro. I wonder if the director or the first AD be like, we already said it.
He's about to go off. I can see it in your face.
I bet Tyler be like, hey, in his Madea voice. Hey, shut the hell up. You shut your ass up. What's the bald-headed man name?
What?
Never mind. We didn't. Mm-hmm. We the veers.
Man.
Shadowless. Remember when I was talking to you about a breakdown? I told you that and Beyond the Gates.
They got to step it up.
The breakdown is the union must have strong improv skills. You get on the set, where are the lines? Don't worry about that. NAACP need to swallow their pride and go and go down to Tyler Perry Studios.
They shooting in the building for sure. In a corporate building. Every scene.
What?
Is in the office.
I was like, look, just put a green screen up there and CG it in. This is not working for me.
It's the start.
They rotating the same hospital bed out in 17.
They got one hospital room. Okay.
They wheel him in there like it is an emergency, and then he immediately set up on the bed. All I know is no IV drill, no vitals. And they was like, he's in shock. And then wheeled him off. Next thing we know, they was in sad hospital room with no monitors. I ain't monitoring his heart rate. He ain't got no blood pressure band on. Nothing.
We don't know what that means anyway. We don't need to see it.
Oh. Okay.
You know?
Oh. It don't drive the storyline.
Yeah, at all.
Ain't no need. What he need vitals for? Systolic.
He fine.
Yeah.
He in the scene.
Yeah. Then there's a boy that looked like he auditioned for Tyler Perry movies and he didn't make it. So they was like, you can come to Beyond the Gates.
Several of them in there.
He's a photographer. That's his job on the soap on Beyond the Gates. He comes in, he just started taking pictures.
In the hospital?
While the man in the hospital bed. Him and his girlfriend talking. And he got a Fuji, like a little small. It might as well be a disposable camera if I'm being honest. It might as well. Pause. You guys, if you hear a squeaking in the background, that is my dog. That is my dog who has taken the seat mic at the studio and ran wild with it. Kaiser, please!
When did you get this dog?
I got it for Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. It was my emotional, it was my push present.
What?
It was my push present.
You had a dog for 2 months. How's it going?
As you can see, he is finding his way in this world. Just like everybody else.
I hope they can hear that in the background. I really do. Yeah, I really do.
He definitely on the beat. He is definitely on the beat. That's my baby is privileged enough to have toys. Plush toy. A toy. His own toy box. Kaiser, come here. I don't think my dog realized he black.
It doesn't give that.
I feel like.
He's a little entitled.
Wait a minute.
Not you got offended because I called your dog entitled.
I am extremely offended.
The face you just gave me.
I am extremely offended. Why?
He is entitled.
Entitled. He is. He is.
Okay.
He's
so
very.
What the what's
he is
the problem?
Entitled to all the things his little heart desires. Do you? How cute is he? Do you see how cute he is?
He's adorable.
Okay. Are you paying attention to ugly dogs? Yeah, just his little
actually,
cute puppy face.
Actually, yeah, I do pay attention to
that's right.
Dog.
Why? Yeah.
Because they're so ugly. Yeah. Ugly dog.
Oh,
man, look at him.
Well, my baby is special. He is awesome. Mm-hmm. He fine. He is fine. He looks just like his mama.
What else you been watching other than black soap operas?
Yeah. So, oh, did we talk about, I know me and you, 2 seasons ago, personal favorite of ours was Love is Blind, but they do to be done.
Like 2 seasons ago, like you said.
Yeah, they do to be done.
They can wrap it up.
Yeah. They should have wrapped it up. Now they got a loose baby out here in the streets.
A loose baby? Who got a loose baby?
Love is Blind. They got loose babies out here in the street. That, I'm like, how did you get here? This show started about love.
I mean,
Lauren and Kim, remember that? Remember that? Remember? I love you.
People
I love
on
you
to
too.
For too long.
Yeah, they held
it's
on to that.
It's a different show now. It's not,
right. Yeah. It's for social media. Now they got loose baby Tyler out here with a pair of 36-year-old babies roaming the street.
Well, they got divorced. Or they getting divorced.
Hey, listen. I can't believe Light Skin Legacy still living on. Like, y'all still. My mama was letting light skin niggas do her wrong. They still out here. Are you still repeating the patterns from the 90s and the 2000s? I watched my mama and my aunties go through several light skin niggas. And why are we here today in 2025? Going through the drama.
I have no.
Actually, said y'all want to go tell her nothing about her.
For her light skin king.
Not. She said, I don't care. Baby, she had a clap back every day. Clap back.
I mean, you know.
How she clap back on her baby mama-in-law? She definitely clapped right back at that lady. Mm-hmm. And all she was doing was telling her story. And she had every right to tell her story.
Girl, don't
just
shut
like
up. It's not about your story. It's about our story now. Shut up.
I ain't getting none of that endorsement money. I think I used to work for the company, actually, that made Love is Blind. Mm-hmm. Connecticut? I actually did. I did work on the show.
Yeah.
I did. Mm-hmm. Dang, that just popped up in my head. Man, I think these platelets. Come on, man.
Re-upping on the
come
playlist.
On, platelets. Okay. They come here. I've been feeling a little weak in the knees. Mm. I got in these compression socks. That's what it is.
Oh, is okay.
My compression is compressing. These thoughts. But, man, I can stop. Stop. It's giving very disingenuous at the reunion. Like, it was no need for them to be there. Y'all got them thinking they doing real acting jobs.
You think so? Well, yeah.
And if you don't, like, I'm on.
But it's interesting, though, when you can watch 8 seasons of something and see how things go for 90% of the people on the show, and you still think it won't happen to you,
right?
It's interesting.
But that's why we know it's turned into something else, because mm-hmm. It's like, what the fuck is this shit? That's just like Love and Hip Hop. What the fuck?
I haven't watched Love and Hip Hop in years.
I mean, not Love and delete that. Delete up. Oh, I'm losing platelets.
Love and Hip Hop.
I'm losing platelets. Losing white blood cells. My count going down. Just like Real Housewives
of Atlanta.
Yeah, what the fuck is this?
You just say Love and Hip Hop. Pretty much. Love and Hip Hop.
It's Housewives of Hip Hop.
Yeah.
Like, what is this giving? Wait, who asked for this shit? That's another thing I did want to say about TV. If any executives are listening out there, if this happens to stumble upon your desk, put this word on your heart. You are going to lose your television audience trying to keep up with the fucking internet. I don't know why y'all don't know this. I don't know why who's not getting it. I know y'all are putting in like these 20-year-olds and shit and these young kids and y'all trying to stay hip and relevant. TV has a built-in audience that pays attention. People who watch TV have the attention span to watch TV. Mm-hmm. People who watch the internet, the kids, the Gen Zers, the 10 to 12-year-olds, they have the capacity to do that. I can promise you they are not rushing to TV to watch shit.
They really not.
Not even if Kai Cenat is on it. The audience that is for the internet, it's specifically for the internet. The internet is mostly for short form content and reposting. This is not, you're going to lose a lot of people trying to keep up with the internet shit. We don't give a fuck about that shit. Well, we do. I mean, I fuck with the internet too, but But my brain is able to process the both of them in that way. My nieces, my nephews, the kids, the younger generation that watch this, the kids that I'm around, they don't give a damn about that. About what y'all trying to do, like the pop the balloon. Why the fuck is that on Netflix? Like, that's wild. That's mad wild.
Yeah. Hopefully the creator got some good compensation for it. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, that's one thing, but it don't have no place. It feels so out of, like, I was quite content with just watching that on my phone for short form.
I wasn't watching that.
For
I
short.
Like that type of content.
Yeah, for sure, fun. Whenever I was just scrolling my phone, I was quite all right with watching it in clips and people saying funny stuff.
Right, but see, you're watching it in clips. You're not sitting down and watching a whole episode of
Exactly, and that's what people were doing. Mm-hmm. Like, they're trying to bring it live, the bubble, like, and produce it. Like,
but it might turn it into more, like, a more actual dating show than
trying
to make viral clips.
Yeah, but who asked for that?
I don't know. And they at this point, they're just making decisions based off of numbers. Like, AI is making decisions. They looking at analytics and looking at numbers and being like, okay, let's do that.
Stop.
Yeah. Because YouTube and Netflix should not have the same content.
And they don't.
Yeah.
And they don't. The kids like to think that the kids love a good YouTube couple.
Mm-hmm.
It's 3-4 news out here. I watched my niece's story. She posting these 18, 19-year-old kids about to have a baby right now. Yeah. That, my niece 12.
Yeah.
That's the stuff that they like to think and believe that that's real. They like to
right.
do that. My niece can't tell you a thing on TV.
I wouldn't be surprised they try to start putting vlogs on streaming. Vlogs and some Twitch streams and stuff like that, gaming streams.
Yeah, I just think
make TV, it live on
I
TV.
I just think TV is making the worst decisions of that I've ever seen. You are going to lose. Look, also another thing which I felt, them kids don't have no fucking money. They what don't kids? Have money.
What kids?
Kids in general, the audience that they're trying to target, mm-hmm. that they're trying to get, the audience that they're trying to bring in mm-hmm. to these streaming platforms. Mm-hmm. Like,
but the parents got money. Kids
not in this economy.
That's true.
Not in this economy.
There's been some good TV, though.
It's been some excellent. Oh,
yeah,
my God.
It's been good
yes.
TV.
Yes, girl.
Over the past couple of years.
Yeah, and I watched it all.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, that got a list. Baby, 33 television, films, and movies, TV shows and movies.
The passion.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I prepare.
Views from the seat.
I like how you dropped it. Now, I like what you did. Hey, B. Mike Weed, you really coming along.
Uh-huh.
You really coming along. Mm-hmm. Once these people meet your real personality,
so hard.
It's only up from
so hard.
It's only up from here.
Mm-hmm.
And
top 5 shows that you've watched, like good shows that you've caught up on.
Top 5.
Yeah, top 5.
Oh, we need to stop this right now. Go plug in that other House of Dragons was on there, but.
For the first season.
Mm-hmm. And then because I had watched Game of Thrones, so that was on there. Ozark.
Okay.
Ozark.
Okay.
Ozark really, that was a good show.
I don't remember nothing from Ozark.
Yeah, so it was Ozark. I'm going to say Shogun.
Mm.
And this is in no...
I was about to say, what order is this?
This is in no order.
Okay.
This is just as it comes to my mind.
Okay.
Because Shogun was brilliant. How to Die Alone.
Okay.
Abscunchin was good.
Abscunchin?
Abscunchin.
Succession.
That too.
Abscunchin.
That was a good one. You made me watch that, and I was like, not on it. But after after I watched it, I was like, okay. I ain't like the way, I hate when I watch five seasons of something and it's anticlimactic.
The end?
You
like the end?
No. Siobhan's husband got away with the company. Like, what the fuck? Like, Tom got to be that dude. Like,
he was focused the whole time.
He was.
I'm going to kiss ass until I get there.
That didn't do it. I don't know what I wanted to happen.
Right.
But not that.
Mm-hmm.
Not that.
I think that was four. You need one more.
It's so many. I thought Beef was good.
Beef was good.
Oh. I love, what's... Boom, 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 boom. Squid Game.
Oh.
Squid Game.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you like the second season?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think they did a good job. They didn't disappoint. Just as much bloodshed.
Oh, okay.
Hey, just much guts on the table. It's the first time.
Yeah, that's what it was about.
So, that, I know you asked for five, but.
That was five.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I'm missing, like, something that's, like, really.
Penguin. You're missing Penguin.
Penguin.
For sure. Watchmen, maybe?
Man.
But that was a
Watchmen.
Few years ago.
Yeah, I mean, I'm all watched up.
Okay.
Like, look, I'm so versed in TV, I can talk to anybody.
Yeah.
Anybody with a television set, a good color TV.
You said, just start talking.
Yeah,
I'll join
just
in.
Just start. Hey, just start it up, and I'll put the gas to the floor.
Yeah.
Delete that. God. Golly, sometimes I just really take it far, huh? I could have just really stopped with, I could have a conversation. I could, dang.
Can't help it.
I can.
No,
I can't help
you
it.
You really can't. You can't help it. All right.
Wait. How
oh,
you know I can't
my
help
God.
It? I'm analyzing.
You want to, anything, any other shows you wanted to?
Devil in the Family. The Fall of Ruby Frank. I had never heard of this lady. Ever. Until I stumbled upon this.
That's what it's called? Devil in the Family?
The Fall of Ruby Frank. Yeah.
Oh.
Oh. I
didn't know it was called The Devil in the Family. I just thought it was the.
No. It's called Devil in the Family. But you know what? You saw it. You know what they call it? Devil in the Family because she. She was saying them kids was a devil.
Oh, yeah. She did say the kids were possessed.
Said them kids had that boy running out the house. Man, hey, you know what never ceased to amaze me? When a man moves their wife's lesbian girlfriend in. And then they be acting like, I'm in bad love.
He didn't want to be there.
Why you say that?
As soon as she was like, I want you to leave and not talk to kids, he's like, okay. He didn't want to be there.
Man, that was so sad.
You know, a grown man just get kicked out of his house with his children. Like, what?
He said he loved her.
I bet.
He studied. He did research to be with that lady.
He's a psychopath, just like she is.
What did he do that? What? That's why
just like you said, he's studied and stalked her to get with her.
You know what I didn't get? I didn't get how he just got off and then he was like, I didn't know none of this was happening. But you know what was funny as fuck to me? When, like, during the edits, they were showing her and the lady on the jet skis having fun and then her holding the lady from behind.
They was having the time of their life together.
The girl, the daughter, when she came in and moved in with them and took the daughter room, and the daughter said she would go knock on the door and it was all like yellow. Then why would they ask that? She why would they ask that girl if they thought her mama was that lady lover?
They did?
Yeah! They asked the girl! They That's how I found out.
I remember all the stuff. I don't remember.
That's how I found out about the candles and the oil. She was telling it.
I mean, I don't know, but.
She's like, I got my ideas.
I would go in there and smell a little weird.
All right. We talked about this. We talked about all these before the show. So I'm just running them down. Worst. This is on Netflix. Worst roommate and worst ex ever.
Oh my God. I think. You watching traumatic shit.
And it was. Oh my God. Oh.
So dark.
Oh my God. Oh my God. I didn't even use the watch programming as such. You the one. You'd be like, hey, watch this. Hey, watch this.
I didn't tell you to watch that.
Yeah, I don't know. I think
watched that a long time ago.
I think I stumbled upon that. Worst roommate. Because they're like one in the same show. Mm-hmm. And I think they like recommended after. And I don't know which one I watched first. But this dude stole this lady cat. He moved in with her, stole her cat, and held her cat hostage. And they killed a lady cat.
You gotta be careful with them roommates. Just asking somebody random to like come live with you,
man,
to split some rent. I don't know if I could do that.
Look,
I don't know about that.
I remember moving to LA and like these grown men would be having like, they would be grown, like 30,
like 60, 2 or 3 bedrooms. 30,
yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, why do you have a roommate?
I've seen that in Atlanta, too. Be like 6 dudes in one apartment. Everybody got charges and challenges. And Camaros and Mustangs.
Oh, the air mattress.
Yeah.
Hoop dreams, sure. Deflate.
For sure.
That's what, hey, when I know a dude got multiple roommates and he got no bed, I be like,
that's your bed, you know, deflating.
Like your hoop dreams. Like your rap career.
Oh.
like priorities be like, dudes move out of it and get a dudes move out of that.
Oh, it's like, just take your time, you know.
Not take your time.
Get up slow.
This is not funny.
Oh.
This is my real life.
I know. It's crazy.
Dudes be moving to LA, getting the S curl, and
you gonna go back to it too.
Yeah, because I had something to say about it. They move to LA and make their hair crunchy.
Trying to get that strong curl.
They moved to LA, make they hair crunchy.
We were talking about worst roommate ever.
And all the dudes in LA are the worst roommates. No, yeah, that show. Where that boy stole that lady cat? Then, oh, the one dude, he'd have killed a lady in her house.
Well, that's not new.
Look, she had a... Oh. Wait, what? Damn.
I'm sure it's several of those stories. There's a couple people got killed in their house on them type of shows.
Wow. But she had a, what, wait, the lady was staying with one of her friends, some guy she had made her friends, friend. And then he moved in and got and ruined the lady and the guy's relationship. And then she kicked the guy out. And then
the younger guy, the older lady.
Yeah, the older lady. And then he unalived her, and then tried to put it on the other dude because the other dude had some charges.
He had it all planned out in his mind. That's crazy,
man. The level of psycho. But what I really wanted to get to was worst ex ever, because what?
I saw that, but I don't remember it like that.
Yo, the one that stick out in my mind. It's a couple that stick out in my mind, but the one that dick stuck, this Polynesian dude got with this chick and pretended to be like an FBI security guard, but police officer. He had a fake badge. She owned a restaurant, and he would come in there every day and act like the police. He done fixed her cameras up and everything. Next thing you know, he started going to her house. I think he, like, sexually assaulted her or whatever. Oh. She tried to break up with him. This dude plotted, set her up where he was stopping people on that, pulling people over. He had bought some fake police siren lights, and he would pull people over on the highway, fake people over on the highway. He got the people to say that it was the lady, to positively identify her as the person that pulled him over. She went to jail for 2 years. Not jail, prison. She went to prison and was fighting for her life.
Wow.
The only way this dude got caught, because he paid the person they money. That dude was like, give me my money or I'm telling. He That's telling. Crazy. That lady spent 2 years of her life. All because she want him. People be crazy.
Yeah, people be crazy.
People be, man, you got to be a unique and special person to want to see somebody rot in jail because they ain't like you no more. No, really. Oh, yeah, no, not that. He was trying to keep her in jail because she had filed charges against him for rape. Yeah, that's what it was, sexual assault. And he was trying to keep her in there to suppress his court case.
Oh.
Yeah. So
but
that
he wasn't a real cop.
Yeah. All that. I don't make the news. I just report it.
So how he get her locked up if he wasn't real police?
He had connections or something.
He That's was what an informant or something.
Oh, yeah. He was an informant. Mm-hmm. That's what happened. Mm-hmm. He was an informant, and then that whole thing was foolish. Waco, American Apocalypse, David Koresh.
What's that?
About the cult leader. David Koresh.
Another documentary that you
on Netflix. David Koresh. It was about a cult leader. His members were called Davidians. Mm. This dude had.
Oh, when they did have the shootout with the
police. Bobby. you know how your boy be like Bob times? The real bang bang. This dude had that real stuff. He had the for real. When you got the police scared for 51 days. Yeah. It ended. He killed like 28 kids. He had like them people getting killed.
Oh my
killed.
God. You just give it.
Yeah.
It's giving all the traumatic shit.
Wow.
So cavalier.
Wow. Wow. I watched Young Thug trial.
Yeah. Didn't we all?
Look, free the guy. Free the guy. They trying to get my man locked back up. Free the guy.
They try to put him back in there.
It won't be long. I ain't on the hall. You won't be long. Look, I'm surprised he lasted this long.
I said the judge was like, no, he's not going back to jail, but calm down.
Relax.
Calm yourself.
Listen, Jeffrey.
Jeffrey said he out. He beat a case.
He needed to. Jeffrey.
Yeah, that case was crazy.
Okay. Wasting time. Karen Reed. The Karen Reed trial.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I started the documentary on Max, but I was like, girl, I'm about to feel like you did it if I keep watching this.
Why?
I don't know. She's just, I don't know. She's not a likable person. Like, she's really not. She's actually, like, an asshole.
I can see that. Wait. See ya. Free my girl. Free Sheen, do it. Man,
yeah,
come on.
I can see you doing it. The more you watch it.
You know what?
The more you watch, are you like, you know what?
No.
How drunk were you?
Now my girl might be my girl might been a pimp.
She wasn't no pimp.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, look, she had old boy Trey. He was like, I want the real deal. Karen was like, what the fuck? Hold on, my boy. Slow me down. I know you lying.
For people who don't know who Karen Reed is, Karen Reed is a white woman from Boston that's accused of killing her ex-boyfriend cop by running him over and leaving him in the snow overnight. And she said she was framed.
If you look at the details, very.
It looks like she was framed. It's kind of crazy. It doesn't look like
not
framed.
Look like. The house he went to, the cops sold the house.
The cops who lived there.
Sold the house. Wait, mind you, her finding him on the lawn, they did not even come outside when all this was going on. Right. As the police.
They said, we had no idea y'all was out there digging up
what?
A body.
A body? Of a guy who
a body where at? On my yard? Last night? When everybody was leaving? Mm-mm. And they had a party. And nobody saw a body as they were leaving.
Yeah.
It just looks crazy, but you know. Like I said, the more you watch her documentary, you'd be like, mm.
Free my dog. Free my dog. Justice. 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 Let's see what else I got here. Oh, the family plan on Apple TV with Mark Wahlberg. I thought that was funny. I like how they keep moving his career along and not afraid of aging him. Like they growing him right on up.
What's the name?
The Family Plan. It's like it's like the next six movies I'm six other movies I'm about to leave. He's like he's like an assassin, and then they go on vacation. He's like a family turn an assassin turned family man, and mm-hmm. then they oh. find him, and then his family.
Sound like something The Rock would do.
Yeah, mm-hmm. along with Halle Berry in The Union, he did that with her. Mark Wahlberg mm-hmm. again. Back in Action, the Jamie Foxx and Cameron Diaz movie. Same movie, same plot. Yeah, all those. Oh, yeah, same way. Beef. Remember Beef?
Vaguely.
The Alawan. Alawan, shout out Alawan. I love Ali.
I remember I didn't like the ending.
Yeah, the ending was some bullshit. But overall, the show was good.
Okay.
The show was good. I watched Game of Thrones. I had all the time.
You watched it all the way through?
Yeah. Pissed off at the ending.
That, yeah, that ended terribly.
Yeah. Hey, now that I'm all caught up with y'all, boy, are we pissed.
Hey, like, that was 5 years ago.
I'm sorry.
Now they're on to House of Dragons, which also season two was underwhelming.
Yeah.
It was like, okay.
Yeah. 3 stars.
They said, we just going to get y'all something to watch real quick until we get to the
right.
next season.
What I don't like about TV currently is, I don't know. I don't think they've developed a new formula. I think they're making quick TV shows cheaper, which is cheaper to shoot, but I don't think they're catching up with the time. Like, nobody should be making us wait years in between seasons. Mm-hmm. No, nobody, for nothing. I don't want to wait because it dies. It's like killing me in between.
Well, it was supposed to come out sooner, right? But the strike happened.
I don't know
time.
What happened, but everybody ain't using that damn strike as a excuse.
But I mean, that's why it came out a little later, I think, House of Dragons.
Look, people need to be doing 2 seasons a year now. I don't know what type of time y'all on.
You
with
think
y'all. So? Yeah, catch up. And strike while it's hot. Because you might not be. Like, I fell off. Like, okay, for instance, Bookie.
Yeah.
You like Sebastian Maniscalco?
Yeah, I like him.
I like Sebastian, too. Mm-hmm. He real cool. He real sweet. Bookie, season one. It was good. Mm-hmm, I watched mm-hmm. that. It was pretty chill. Mm-hmm. I ain't even finished.
Another season, right?
Yes. Yeah, I ain't watching.
Yeah. Yeah. I forgot.
I wouldn't know a thing.
I forgot it was a show until I saw that there was a
yeah.
another season.
Like, we getting, like.
Personally, I prefer the limited series. Just give me a season and end the show.
When season?
Shogun.
Shogun.
The greatest TV in the past. 5-10 years.
Man. And you made me watch it.
The greatest TV. You didn't want to watch it. You don't want to watch it.
You.
I was like, come on, man. Watch. Watch the show. Keetra.
You, low key, you a bully.
It takes one to know one.
No, no. Liar, liar, you're a pants on fire.
Look at that. Bullying me.
Liar, liar, pants on fire.
Right into it.
No, 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 no. Because I'll be like, I don't want to watch some stuff. And then you'll be like, Blay, watch it, Blay. Look at the caption.
And then what happened?
Oh, greatest TV.
Man.
Man. Here's the thing. I like what they did do. I like what they did. I think Shogun was a book. I think it was a book.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They made the show directly from the book and was like, all right, bye.
Mm-hmm.
What you should do? Stop
stretching. That's what Game of Thrones should have done.
Right. Don't stretch it. It's not a bra.
Start freestyling like.
make, I don't know. Make some shit right. Fly. Make some dragons do something. I don't know. Don't she have another cousin she could go with?
Maybe she's gay this season. I don't know. Right. She'd be doing stupid
shit. Yeah, I don't. Come out the room. Come on out. You could. Hey, it's okay to let stuff be great. Just put the body of work out there. Like, Shogun is something I will never forget. I will go back to that show and watch it all over
again. It was
again.
So good. Because I guarantee you watch it again, you're going to be like, I ain't even notice.
Yeah.
You're going to notice a bunch of stuff that you didn't notice the first time.
Yeah, I see. Didn't they get a lot of awards or something?
Yeah, they got like 17 Emmys, I think.
As they should have. Did it the right way. And now, guess what? You can make other great stuff.
Right.
It don't even have to be that. Just move on. Like,
I will wait 2 years for another season of that, though.
Nah. I don't want to see no more. Like you said,
I do.
I'm finished.
It's good because it's ended, but I would like to see more.
What would you like to see?
I don't know.
The people that count dead.
What?
They dead.
I don't remember. See, I'm going to go back and watch it.
Spoiler alert. It's over. Then we get into, a show. I feel like they should have kept on, How to Die Alone.
Oh, Natasha.
Big fan of Natasha. I think she is.
That's a good show. That was a great casual watch.
Hey, low key, I ain't gonna even hold you. I was watching that show and it reminded me. For everybody who haven't watched, okay, I have a web series called Keisha Long Presents Bearded Out. Which is, what do you think about Bearded?
What do I think about Bearded?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's funny.
That was brief. No notes.
I think it's, I don't know. You put me on the spot. I don't know. I think it's good.
Thank you. I appreciate that. But this is what I was saying. I was watching How to Die Alone, and just a comparison of the fact that she was black and she had the Asian best friend and he's gay, I was like, hey, I wrote that. But no, it was good. It was good. I compared it to my web series, and I thought it was well done. I thought the characters was well defined. I like the stories. I like the B stories. I think. I thought she deserved that chance in at least another season.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how come modern day good black television comedies don't even get a chance to fail up, like, again? Like, I really think that show was well done and funny.
Yeah, but how many of you, do you think it was watched a lot? You think they got the views that they needed to continue?
I don't know, but I know they leave a lot of shows on long enough to get the views. For instance, I'm sure nobody was watching Paradise.
Everybody was watching Paradise.
I caught on at it was already like 6-7 episodes in by the time I caught on.
A lot of people were talking about Paradise.
Okay. Bad example. But I'm saying it, I feel like it needed more time to catch traction.
I feel like if we supported the content that we needed to the way that we need to, then it would stay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just not learning. A lot of people didn't like One of Them Days. Apparently, a lot of people don't like it. They're writing whole dissertations on it.
Really?
Yeah. And I'm like, I thought it was funny and silly, like it was supposed to be. But they're doing like think pieces.
I feel like it was the female version of Friday.
Yeah, I thought it was really good. I laughed out loud.
I haven't done in a long time. Shout out to Sharita Singleton. If people knew how hard it was to get a movie in theaters these days.
Well, people don't care about that.
Yeah, which is. That's Babbage. But anyway.
Yeah.
I thought it was funny. Even though, listen, I went to the movies, I saw it, and some a-hole. Would sit by and be talking to her. I thought, man, I want to say, would you shut your dumb ass up? That's why I'm here at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Get away from you.
Shut up. What? Why do you have 7 p.m. energy in this 9 a.m. movie, sir? Okay, because I thought you weren't going
to
be here.
That's why people don't want to go to the movies, because we all know it's going to be at least one annoying person in the theater. And it's like, just shut up. Can we watch
TV? I mean, this man talked the whole time. Dude. At the end, talking about, y'all got one. Yeah. Who is y'all, sir?
That's the LA energy.
Do you know anybody in this goddamn theater, sir? Shut up.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
damn.
Why I'd rather watch it at home.
You know what? Now I can understand why you here alone. Because you won't leave nobody else alone. Are you drunk at 9 a.m., sir? It's given I had a squig before I got here. Show ass out of here. I was going to put One of Them Days on my film list. Like, what? Hey, can we shout out honorable mention to, like, some of these reality shows was, like, really good.
Mm-hmm.
Someone was like, because I called it late, but Love Island.
With Serena and
Cordell.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I called that late. Everybody. But I like them.
They're also young on that show.
Yeah. Cordell 22.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a young show. I tried to get to Temptation Island, but I don't know.
It's hard. Such a tire. Such a, yeah. Everybody trying to hard lunchable.
What?
Everybody trying to hard lunch relationships on TV.
Oh, hard lunch. Yeah.
It's, I'm like,
this whole soft launch, hard launch. My God. The dating pool must be so exhausting. Like, what the fuck?
You date?
Gonna soft. No.
You don't date?
No. Mm-mm. Not right now.
You see?
It's just like I said, the dating pool must be so exhausting. I'm not interested.
Oh, shit. Somebody really did a number on you. Yeah, dang. Dang.
Everybody's had been dunned on.
I'm saying, but the way you shut me down, no.
Just no. I gotta think about it. I don't have to think about it.
Look, I felt like I was about to try. I was about to. Like I had peeked up.
My foot caught the door.
Right. He was like, no, thank you. I said no, thank you.
Answer the door. I ain't come to the door. Trust me.
Right. I was like, okay. I grabbed my shirt. Like, dang. Lost another platelet or two. She's a witch.
That's why we got stuff like pop the balloon.
Do you think you're good at dating?
Do I think I'm good at dating? Mm-hmm. Nah. Mm-mm. Not a skill.
Oh. Wait, is dating a skill?
I think so. Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Like that's dating great. Well. Especially if you want to date multiple people. If you want to date, it's a skill. You got to juggle people and personalities. Juggle.
It's not like you said juggle.
You got to juggle people and personalities. And you got to have money. For sure.
Boy, don't I know it.
Give it up.
Don't I know it. And please.
Okay.
Okay. I'm about to get off of this with you because you're going to get sued. You're going to get, and I'm tired. I'm tired. All right, look. So these are some comedy specials I love. And like just a couple that mm-hmm. I love. One of the site special on Netflix. Man. I'm an entertainer.
You know the one joke I like. Hilarious.
Yes.
So funny.
Yes. She one of my favorite people. Personally and comedically. Mm-hmm. It's my little people. That's who people compare me to. But that's neither hell nor there. But y'all love that lady. And super brilliant. Super brilliant. The where she rolled up under the the mall door. Mm-hmm. And she do her what? Honey, when she doing an impersonation of her wife, it's very funny. First of all, to be physical at 60, in your 60s, is, I should only hope. But I think she is magnificent. I think that was, it's in my top five. That special is in my top five.
Of all time?
Yeah.
Or just recent?
Of all time.
Okay.
Yeah. It moved right, like, immediately, like, I don't be like, oh, yeah, historically, because this was first, this was second. No. Like, it shifted. It put a shift in my mind in comedy. Mm-hmm. Like, she wasn't up there cursing a lot. Like, somebody else last special who you would think who's been doing it 30 years or more.
Yeah, it was weird.
Just cursing to be cursing, but like brilliant. And it was a story, and I love people taking us on a journey or a ride and pictures. And yeah, mm-hmm. It's so many things. I will have to discuss that. I need a whole nother hour to discuss that special. It's in my top five. Bill Burr's new comedy special.
Awesome.
Like,
really funny.
Look, I don't even watch comedy specials, honestly. Mm-hmm. Honestly. I don't even watch comedy special because I don't want to get nobody. I don't want to get it convoluted. I don't want to get nobody's ideas mixed up with nobody's ideas. People be watching people, and a joke could be so good that they think they wrote it, and then they'll put it back on stage in their voice and yada yada yada. But so inspiring, Bill Burr. Like, yeah, that dude, and chill. Joe Mandy's comedy special. Mm-hmm. Simply because he's my dog. But I think Joe is phenomenal. He's a brilliant writer. Also, this dude did like a whole series of commercial spots in the finals for the Final Four. Mm-hmm. Like mm-hmm. him and Blake Griffin. I'm mm-hmm. like, how? Like, Joe be putting a little razzle dazzle on it. Very good friend of mine. And I did love his comedy special. Even more impressive, I'm in the thank you. So. So excited. Yeah. That was brilliant. Those are my ones. And yeah, I think that's it. I think I ran. That's a wrap up. That's what I've been doing. Watching
TV.
2 years worth of TV. Oh. We got notes. Did you get the notes?
Mm-mm. You said you were gonna tell me about the notes.
Your attitude. Your attitude.
Who wrote that note?
B. me. But that's neither here nor there.
I don't care about your nose. Tell me somebody else's notes.
Somebody else said pay attention to refer to my notes. That's what the people want you to do. Y'all need to talk directly into the mic. Sometimes I couldn't hear you. Funny though.
Yeah.
Got that a couple of times to speak directly into the mic. It was long. Well, yeah, it's going to be long when you just sit down, clean up or something while you listening. It was funny. I sent it to everybody. We got like pretty good feedback. That was the one note. I think the only thing was just make sure that we speak directly into the mic and are speaking clearly.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that we'll get better as we go along.
We'll work on it. How you feel about episode one?
We got notes.
I'm asking how you feel about it.
I feel like we
did
got...
Did you even listen to it?
Well, I was there.
So?
I was there. What do I need to listen to?
There might be some glitches or something in there.
Oh. Well.
You just like, well.
It's out there. It's out there. If it's up,
point,
then it's stuck.
At this point.
If it's stuck, it's up. And if it's up, it's stuck up.
Thought you might want to listen.
This is a good time, I think, to let you guys know that pretty soon we will be starting a Patreon. Because, you know what? Yes. Some of the deletes will actually be on the Patreon.
Right.
So, the shit we take out, you will get to hear what we said. And then you can go back and tell somebody. And that way we won't, you know.
But they
anyway.
Need to be in the Patreon to know. You can't be telling outside people.
Yeah. They'll tell somebody. They'll tell somebody. I think people that listen to this podcast be talking. They yip yappers and jibber jappers. Anyway, I'm Keetra Long. Thank y'all for tuning in to the second episode. Hopefully we're going to keep it going. This is the part of my journey, and it's definitely keeping me going. So thank y'all for all y'all support. I would be remiss if I didn't say thank you for every phone call, every text, every message, every DM, however you reached out to me, whatever medium you reached out to me in, I appreciate and I love you. I might not get back to you. Because, you know, thank God I'm having a good hour right now. But it is not, it does not, it's not lost on me. So thank y'all for tuning into this podcast. Thank y'all so much for everybody that sent me a message and encouraged us and told me to keep going and that they enjoyed it. Y'all don't know how much that does for me and my spirit and my health. And this and being a part of this journey. So thank you for listening. Please, again, send all comments, questions, ands, or concerns to the Post and Delete podcast at that's go on, do it.
You want me to do it?
Go on, do it. If you see it. You see what I'm doing over here with my stutter.
If you oof. I don't like that.
Yo, I was looking at you, fuck up, and I was like, yes. Yes, 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 yes. It's not just me. It's not just me.
So if you want to reach out to us, if you have any feedback or
questions.
Any topics, questions.
Concerns.
Yep. Any topics you want us to tackle. Anything. Or if you want to set up that GoFundMe for Keetra, you can send us an email at postanddelete@outlook.com. That's POST, the letter N. DELETE at outlook.com.
Very nice. Mm-hmm. That's what I was going to say.
Mm-hmm.
Thank y'all for tuning in. We'll see y'all next week. And remember, you can't shame the shameless.
You can shame me.
Damn it. Just cut the thing off.